This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another colorful opportunity upon us to update what's going on in the world. Thursday, the 27th of April. You may recognize my voice because I've been on the radio for a long time. Yes, my voice is the same in this hour, in this position of the dial that was here yesterday and tomorrow as well. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen to take apart three or four or five things that perhaps are worthy of our attention. The tax cuts have been on people's minds this week. President yesterday released the outlines of what the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Mnuchin, called the biggest tax cut in the history of the United States of America. Plan expected to include huge cuts for businesses, modest reductions for the middle class. President Trump wants to cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 15%. Allow private and pass-through businesses, like people that own lots of real estate, to file like corporations. Now, that could reduce taxes for Mr. Trump and for others who would only see the people. So to listen to or to screen the comments from the news media, we ought not to do this because it'll be good for Trump, right? We shouldn't do any of this because who really gives a damn about U.S. businesses and how the country runs? Let's not do it because Trump will benefit from it. And the only reason Trump is doing it, according to them, is to feather his own nest. So, But we're not going to do this. Mnuchin said the plan won't allow the wealthy to take advantage of the 15% rate for small businesses. I don't know how he's separating those out, but that it should be that small businesses, the 15% rate for small businesses ought to be what small businesses pay. Period. We have too much tax. We have just way too much crazy stuff. And I'm going to go through a few things that are paid for by your tax dollars, and you're going to shake your head and say, huh? So here's tax dollars at work. You think we ought to have more taxes to pay for what's going on? Or should we be more careful and should we scrutinize better what we pay for? All right, here's a town, North Hempstead, New York. The fine for not picking up your dog's poop is $250. That apparently the city council this week took up the fine because there are people saying it was excessive. Well, it turns out the fine is actually $25, and rather than correcting all the signs, local officials are working on increasing the fine. Instead of $25, it'll be $250 because that's what all the signs say. How about that? Let's see here. The Advertising Standards Authority, who knew there was one of those, ordered the Urban Outfitters chain to remove an ad for women's polka dot mesh briefs from its website. According to the agency, the model's thigh gap indicates that she's too thin, so the photo should fuel anorexia and body image problems. How about that, Kara? There's another way your mighty tax dollar is being spent. When you look at, I was looking at this, much of this stuff comes out of the Pork Book that gets published every year on April 15th. So you can find out or think about or see where your tax dollars are going. In Beloit, Wisconsin, the police chief asking residents to volunteer to let his officers search their homes for guns. He said they should think of gun violence as an infectious disease and the home inspections as a vaccine. There you go. Another good one. Problem in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. If you have one, there are lots of them there. You better keep it to yourself. The city council has banned all city officials, all city employees, all vendors, all contractors, all volunteers, anybody with any connection to the local government from posting anything negative about the city or its employees on any social media online. Members of the council explain they're tired of people asking them about things they read about on the internet that are going on in town. So you better not be talking. That's good government, huh? 19 of the 594 students in Paterson, New Jersey schools took the SATs this past year, scored at the level considered college-ready by the college boards. Last year, 26 students had a college-ready score on the test. School district has responded by saying they'll no longer use SAT scores to measure a student's success. So 19 of the 594 students who took the SAT scored on a level considered college-ready. And the year before that, it was 26 out of almost 600. There's a good job. Nice job. Let's see what's going on in the District of Columbia, Kara. Last Sunday, police knocked on Karen Robinson's door, asked to see a photo of her son Raymond. After looking at it, police said taken a shot. Wait a second. Let me back up here. The police were at Karen Robinson's door, and they asked to see a photo of her son Raymond. After looking at it, the police officer told the mother that Raymond had shot at police officers, and they'd returned fire, killing him. Later on that same day, Ms. Robinson got a call from Raymond, who evidently wasn't even there, and the police then apologized for the mistake. So the mother was told that the son was shooting at police, they shot back, they killed him, and then later on the same day, the kid called and said, "Hi, Mom, how you doing?"
Well, I guess it's an okay end to the story.
Huh?
at least for the mom.
Oh, my God. Some of this stuff is really...
Seems a little messy.
Isn't it? So, anyway, back to the tax. I had those examples and thought it was worth it's a smile, but it's also indicative of how badly run government is, whether it's local, state, national. So the taxes should be cut. Stop spending the money. Find out where the money is best used. So the fact that businesses would reap a quote-unquote windfall if the plan to cut corporate tax rates and cut taxes on cash that's parked overseas becomes law is unclear whether it would stimulate a surge in investment and job creation. Well, of course it will. This is the kind of stuff. I bring you that sentence because there are two things on my mind. One, the facts. Number two, the way they're presented by the Associated Press in this circumstance. So here's how the story starts. Businesses would reap a windfall if the president's plan to slash taxes on cash parked overseas becomes law. But it's unclear whether it would stimulate a surge in investment and job creation. Do you understand how unnewsy that is and how one-sided a pejorative? The words that are used, windfall, slash, unclear, that's not news. Those aren't words that are used in telling you the facts. The fact is the president's plan is going to affect our business in probably 20 different countries. So the plan, the facts of the plan include a cut in taxes on public companies to 15% from 35%. Here's a comment from the chief executive of AT&T. Said the practical reality of getting to 15% is you have to get yourself reconciled to some level of deficits for a period of time as you get the economic stimulation going. A lot of companies have a lot of money stockpiled overseas. If you look at the Moody's Investor Service, Apple is a pretty good example. Again, this is a fact. This is not speculation, and I'm not presenting it with any pejorative. The fact is that Apple has $200 billion parked in banks overseas because they don't want to pay the tax at 35% on their earnings. Makes sense to me. I wouldn't do it either. So, and there's all kinds of other, looking at some of the other situations. Let's see, General Motors, for example, has told investors they're aiming for 20% return on its capital investments. And that's money that they park here or overseas. Some of the money is going to be overseas because some of the investments overseas are better. So there are, and there are many companies now that already pay less than the 35% tax rate. Companies in the S&P index paid an average tax rate of 29% last year. Change of a few percentage points in tax rates, though, makes a big difference to companies that have so much cash coming in. For example, Boeing. The average cost of a plane at Boeing is about $45 million. And the bigger the plane, the more expensive it is. There are some planes that are $200 million, 747, for example. Smaller planes are 40, the bigger planes, 100, 150, 200. So 19% is what they're what they were paying in taxes because of the amount of money that they have overseas because they do so much business overseas. But I see this, frankly, as a good thing, a stimulation, but the fact is that no one will really know until it's actually applied. That is the fact. 18 past the hour. Aren't facts swell?
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Thankfully, tax day has come and gone, and by now everyone but the worst procrastinators has calculated whether they were entitled to a refund. But there's one thing most taxpayers never get around to calculating, the amount of time it took to prepare their tax return. According to the Internal Revenue Service, the average taxpayer spends 13 hours every year planning their taxes, going through their records, and then completing all the required forms. As tedious and painful as that may sound, a Washington, D.C. think tank says we actually spend a lot more time on taxes than that. In fact, the group says that the amount of time needed by the average taxpayer to comply with all the IRS regulations each year is a whopping 54 hours. Let's be fair, that's more than a regular work week. Numbers like this reveal that the benefits of tax reform can't be measured in just dollars and cents. The time we could save might be the biggest benefit of all. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Favorite Paul McCartney songs from the mid-70s. Band on the Run. McCartney has announced another tour, another North American tour. His one-on-one tour comes back here. He lives here, so what do you mean he comes back? He's got a home in England. He's got a home in New York. I think he has a home in L.A. too, doesn't he, Jennifer? I'm pretty sure he
does. I'm sure he probably does. You know, the guy is rich. I mean, please. He could live anywhere.
Has a lot of time there. Right. Anyway, he's into some of these cities for the first time, starting in Miami, and then he goes to Duluth, Minnesota, Wichita, Kansas, Newark, New Jersey, and Detroit. I wonder how people have money in Detroit to buy tickets to see Paul McCartney. I'm in hope. These shows by he and Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen go on and on. And on. Most concerts, you're lucky to get 2 hours out of, like, Madonna or some of the big... I remember Barry Manilow's show was quite long. And Billy Joel's was quite long. And I know that Springsteen loves it so much, he just gets up there and jams for sometimes 3.5, 4 hours.
I think he made his own personal record was 4 hours last summer, right?
Right, yeah. And McCartney's happy to go on for 3 hours. I mean, think about all the things that are in his own songbook and the Beatles songbook where he was the lead singer.
He just really sits at his piano and just goes for most of it.
Well, so does Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Just sit there and pound away and tell a few stories and have some fun.
He's really good. You know, my mom's a gigantic Beatles fan, and she's in love with Paul McCartney. That is her her soulmate, her spirit animal, if you
will. Crank it up!
Yeah. He's not coming to the West Coast, though. I was really bummed.
Yeah. Doing the East Coast.
He's not on this new tour?
No,
he's doing New York. He's doing New York and Newark and then, Newark. Like, Tokyo. Yeah.
Okay.
Communist.
Yeah. Tokyo's not a communist country. What are you talking about?
No, Paul McCartney's a communist for not doing the whole country.
Yeah. A socialist, too, no doubt. All right, let's see what's latest news from Harry Styles. He's going to be on... The Late Late Show for a whole week. So is he going to do karaoke or what's he doing?
He
might do a... Well, he has done carpool karaoke with One Direction, his band.
Yeah, that was
a really good one, and that was one of the more popular ones. But he's going to be basically the house band for a week.
Really?
And a lot of artists have done this. Like, Justin Timberlake always does Fallon for a whole week. U2 has done did Letterman for a week. So it's not unusual, but he only has two songs out right now. So I guess we're going to hear new songs from the rest
of the
album.
Three nights?
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or maybe some Moldy Oldie Goody Goldies from his Rusty Rack and Wrinkle Records.
Yeah.
The other, or both of those things.
Could be.
Yeah. All right, so One Direction. Remember Harry Styles from One Direction? And apparently, he and Corden have become quite good friends to the point where he stays overnight at Corden's house. So, have a good time there. New song each now. So when is this? This is the week of May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. The album comes out on May 12th. So it's
what a
right
coincidence!
I know, it's a birthday present for me, 2 days after my birthday. How
Happy
sweet
birthday.
Of him.
Yeah. May 10th is your birthday? Yeah. I'm writing
it
that
sure
down.
It sure is.
All right.
Okay.
Expect
so what are we
going to
do for... Kara.
Yeah, what we obviously have to get Harry Styles to meet Kara.
Yeah. Maybe he can do a phone thing. Remember, who did the phone thing for you, Jennifer? We had him on the air.
It was Trace Adkins.
Trace Adkins did the phone. All right. So we get Harry Styles to do yours.
If you make it happen, Kara. I won't complain.
Well, get him on the air. We got to get him on the program. And then we can take it. All right, Kara's your... And what did Trace Adkins say about you?
She's a little busy right now.
Hi. Jennifer's busy right now. Leave a message and she'll call you back.
28 after the hour.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's a little bit of a hoop-a-doo. Right, here we are at 34 after the hour. The Wake Up, Rise, and Shine focus now is on North Korea and its relationship to the United States. The North Koreans have been rattling their sabers. That knucklehead who runs the country is causing a lot of consternation. So President Trump stepping up diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea. Let's go back a day or two to what North Korea did to mark another military anniversary, the huge artillery drill that took place over this past weekend.
North Korea marked the anniversary of the founding of its military Tuesday by conducting a huge long-range artillery drill. According to a report from South Korea's Yonhap news agency, the drill involved up to 400 artillery pieces and may have been supervised by the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. Experts had originally thought North Korea would carry out a nuclear test or ballistic missile launch to celebrate the anniversary. It's not uncommon for North Korea to use important national holidays to show off its military military might. For example, April 15th marks the 105th birthday of the country's founder. To commemorate the occasion, the North held a massive military parade to flaunt what are believed to be new intercontinental ballistic missiles. And the very next morning, it launched a ballistic missile that quickly failed after liftoff. In addition to Tuesday's military exercises in North Korea, navies from both South Korea and the U.S. held drills in the Yellow Sea.
All right, so this foolishness continues. Meanwhile, the preparations that have been discussed, the ships being in the South China Sea, all of these things were related yesterday. The military preparations explained to members of Congress in a closed-door briefing. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware was at the briefing, and he said that the preemptive strike options were not presented to those in attendance. He said, quote, "The briefing showed the thoroughness and the detail and the preparation and the work that's going on to make our military appropriately postured in the event there is some unexpected development by North Korea." So that's pretty positive for a Democrat to say that the briefing showed thoroughness and detail and preparation as far as what sort of military might we may have to muscle in there. Coons said there was no specific conversation about seeking congressional authorization for any new sanctions or the use of force or any of that sort of thing. And I wonder about that out loud. The idea of having a bicameral legislative process and then the three, the administrative or executive part of the government, the legislative part, the judicial part, all these things ought to work together. I'm not a fan of what Bush did, what Obama did, and frankly what Trump has done in just saying, okay, let's go bomb this place or that place. Although the other side of it is that you can get so bogged down in the politics that nothing happens, and I'm betting that the decision that Trump made to just do what he did in Syria was out of concern or frustration. I mean, I don't know, because I don't know the guy's head, but I am trying to understand how he thinks. And he, I think, thinks the way a lot of people think he ought to be thinking. Is that that sounds a bit confusing, doesn't it? All right, let's unconfuse everybody with a focus specifically on a Minuteman missile that's being tested. And the question comes as to whether or not our country is testing it because of what's going on in North Korea.
The U.S. Air Force tested an unarmed intercontinental ballistic missile early Wednesday morning in California. The Minuteman III missiles are tested about four times a year. The last one occurred in February. The launches ensure the missiles are still operating properly, and they show off the country's nuclear capabilities. Wednesday's test just so happens to coincide with rising tensions over North Korea's recent missile tests. North Korea has conducted numerous test launches in 2017. The latest one occurred April 16th, and it exploded only seconds after launching. All 100 U.S. senators were invited to a White House briefing on North Korea Wednesday. The U.S. currently has about 450 Minuteman III missiles in its arsenal.
You know, pardon me for just kind of wafting off here for a moment. I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a huge Korean population. And I was thinking about it. What do Korean Americans or Americans who are of Korea, that's something else that bothers me. They aren't Koreans first. They're Americans first if they want to be Americans. Anyway, so driving down the main street in Koreatown, I actually used to do this program from the studios of KRLA in Los Angeles that is in the heart of Koreatown. You drive around and you see all the things that go on now, but I remember back 25 years ago, matter of fact, I think it was this week or this month, when the L.A. riots consumed the entire city. And a lot of what is now Koreatown was burned to the ground in the protests. I don't know why I'm just kind of off on this now. I know that they have spent a lot of time, but it brings around a question, a lot of time rebuilding things. It brings about a question as to why there are these neighborhoods. We all know that most towns have a China, most big cities have a Chinatown, and now more and more cities have Korea towns where these people of ethnic exclusivity want to live by themselves
in a particular part of a town. So they establish a hold on an area. It's happened in my community where I live here in Massachusetts, where the Brazilians, they're called a Brazilian town, but all the Brazilians live in one part of town. And as if you think that's unusual, what I go back to remembering is how many of my friends in high school were Italians, and they all lived in the Italian section of South Framingham. And the Irish, not so much, but the Italians, oh, man, they were all in one part of town, and they stayed there. So it's not new that ethnicities, whether they be the older, what we consider old-school ethnicity, the Italians, a good example, or Koreans. What's the difference? Why do we look upon Koreans and Chinese differently than we do Italians? And you know as well as I do the reason, because they don't look like. They aren't white. They don't look like white. Americans, according to some, are supposed to all look white. Americans are white. Well, they aren't anymore. And so there are these pockets growing bigger. San Francisco's got a huge American population that's Korean. You know what? It sounds even awkward when I say it like that, doesn't it? It's like it's supposed to be Korean Americans. Because if you say Americans of Korean descent, it feels awkward. Or Americans of Chinese descent, or Americans of Italian descent, or Americans of Irish descent, or Americans of Canadian descent, whatever it is. But it's unfortunate. This, I'm going down a side track here, but it is unfortunate that we tend to call those Americans who come from different places by their ethnicity or their country of origin, using that first, Korean Americans. But it's a thriving community now. You go down through that part of Los Angeles, thriving. It's junky looking, and I wonder if that isn't because the signs and the stores and stuff. I have bought groceries, a great fish market in Koreatown that I've gone to a lot. But everything around it is dirty. Yeah, the neighborhood looks dirty, and it just, yeah, it doesn't. Well, let's just say maybe this is a prejudicial remark. It doesn't look like the rest of Los Angeles. It doesn't look like Watts, but it sure did 25 years ago. They burned it to the ground. 43 past the hour. France in the focus, along with some problems that we're having in this country that we don't seem to be able to wrap ourselves around. We'll address those two issues as we continue here on Good Day. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time to post free your jobs. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Car keys, bobby pins, paper clips, cotton swabs, all things that should not be in your ears. Yes, even cotton swabs. In fact, the American Academy of Otolaryngology says don't put anything smaller than your elbow in your ears.
It feels good and you see some wax on whatever you put in your ears, so you feel like you got it out.
But otolaryngologist Dr. Karthik Balakrishnan says putting objects in your ear canal does more harm than good.
You're pushing most of the wax in deeper.
Dr. Balakrishnan says most people's ears do a good job of self-cleaning, so only the outside of the ear needs attention.
It's totally fine to use a Q-tip to clean the outside of the ear, but don't put anything into the ear hole.
If your ears become plugged or your hearing is muffled, or if you have discomfort or prolonged itching, see a doctor.
There are some people who do have problems with very dry wax or a sticky wax that doesn't work its way out, and then it's appropriate to see a healthcare provider to get that cleaned up.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 tall with Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday.
store Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa, mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It's lightning fast, two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence 42917. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
All right, let's move to the European front, where France says it has proof the Syrians were behind that chemical attack. We get them to tell us that. We know that, but here's more corroboration.
France says it has proof Syrian President Bashar al-Assad ordered the deadly chemical attack in a rebel-held town. France's foreign minister said the proof is in the chemical makeup. The April 4th attack killed dozens of people, and the gas used matched samples from a 2013 chemical attack that killed more than 1,400 people. The minister said, "We have definite sources that the procedure used to make the sarin gas sampled is typical of the methods developed in Syrian laboratories. This method bears the signature of the regime. The 2013 attack was connected to the Syrian government using U.S. intelligence recordings. They picked up the entire process from preparations to assessing the aftermath." An official told CNN that U.S. intelligence agencies again intercepted communications between Syrian officials and chemical experts before the April 4th attack.
Hmm. What do you think of that, boys and girls? Very.
I think it's probably telling us something that we already know.
But. Yeah. So moving on, here's something else that I think we already know. Researchers have found that taking, for example, the state of Minnesota in the last 10 years, there have been 50 unexplained deaths. But when you really look into them, they show evidence of opioid use, and this all started when Prince died.
Across the country, more than 90 people die every day from an opioid overdose, but the crisis might be even worse than we know. Researchers looked at unexplained death records from the Minnesota Department of Health. Specifically, they looked at toxicology screens and deaths marked as pneumonia and other infectious diseases for traces of opioids. Between 2006 and 2015, they found 59 reports that showed evidence of opioid use in the deceased. 22 deaths involved toxic levels. Problem is, the death records didn't reflect that. Instead, they were filed under infectious diseases with no clear cause of death. Opioids are sometimes used to relieve pain, but they can also weaken the immune system and complicate infections. There's no way to tell how many deaths with links to opioid use are sliding under the radar. Still, the researchers hope these findings will help inform people of risks and further prevention efforts.
All right. There's that. And then there's one other thing that's worth a moment or two of our time. This is the first round of probably many. The president looking to scrutinize national monuments actually signed an executive order yesterday having the Department of the Interior review monument designations. I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once on the air. We have too many the government owns too much land. Too many parks that aren't really parks and too many monuments that aren't really monuments. So this is good. The United States government owns 550 million acres. Huh? Why? 10 minutes for the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are our focus here. Time now for us to move into the world of Warren Eckstein, who is your pet's best friend, and happens to be one of the best friends on this program, or to this program, or for this program, in this program. Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. A great way for you to get advice from a man who's written books like Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Yes, he is the leading animal expert, and as such, he has put together a composite of vitamins and minerals that you can access. Go to hugsandkisses.com, Warren's own proprietary brand of minerals and vitamins put together specifically for dogs and for cats. So you want to check those out. You can do it through thepetshow.com or at hugsandkisses.com. In a moment, the most beautiful bulldog in the world, now that Charlotte is not here, Warren and all of us working together to help you and your pets right after this.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-573-0477.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. A question on how to handle an unusual ailment, if that's what this is. You've heard me talk often, Warren, and the ladies have, about Millie, who is a wonderful dog that Meredith and I got out of the kill center in Brooklyn 2 years ago, just about this time. Let me think now for a second. It was the last week of May 15th plus that. So, like the end of May, 2015, we went to get Millie, and she's been a wonderful addition, great caretaker, a great friend for Meredith, great companion, but now seems to have, because she's very active, she's very excitable, and so she somehow injured her back legs, overstraining them. And my first thought was that she needed to have the cruciate ligaments checked out because that's what happened to Charlotte. And oftentimes dogs that are about that weight and they're jumping around, their back legs can't support themselves. But anyway, so she can't move. She's on one of those carts. They roll her around a little bit, the poor thing. And she got vitamin B shots yesterday from a homeopathic vet. But I'm just wondering, I said, why don't we get some MRIs and get x-rays to see what really is going on, because nobody can seemingly figure it out. And if worse comes to worse, we'll put her on a plane and bring her out to see Carlson out there. But so when you run into things like this that are hard to figure out, what do you advise? People call you up and say, I don't know what's wrong with my dog. What do you do?
Doug, I get this all the time. You know, I've been going to my vet, and the vet says, you know, I'm not sure about this, I'm not sure about that, but maybe we should try this, maybe we should try that. People need to know that in every single veterinary profession, just like in human profession, there are people that are experts. For example, what I would be doing with Millie right now, I would be going to a veterinary orthopedist, and I would make sure he took the x-rays and he looked at it to make sure what it was. Very often it might cost you a couple of dollars more to go to a specialist, but in reality, you're going to save money in the long run, number one, because they're going to get a quicker diagnosis, but more importantly, the dog or the cat may be cured a lot quicker. So I'm really an advocate of going to see a specialist, whether it be an oncologist, a dermatologist.
Where do you find these, though? Is it, if you're not finding them in the yellow pages.
Well, no. What you can do is very often your own veterinarian should be able to either recommend it, or you can always go on to the Veterinary Medical Association in your area, like the Los Angeles Veterinary Medical Association. There'll be a list of specialists there. You would contact them and find the one that you think you should see.
Yeah. All right. Okay, the Veterinary Medical Association. But I'm sure a lot of people listening have had the same kind of problem, because it's very common. The rear dogs, the rear legs of dogs get weak as they grow older.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.